This is the Rejoicing in the Word podcast, coming to you from the capital region of the Susquehanna Valley. My name is Josh Hamilton, and with me is Brandon Starnes, pastor of Susquehanna Valley Baptist Church. We want to welcome you here today.
Well, this is a great opportunity that we have in this pilot episode of the Rejoicing in the Word podcast. We're looking forward at the many opportunities in the future that God will give us with this medium. Why don't you tell us a little bit about what we're planning to accomplish today?
Well, our goal for today is to introduce ourselves, as well as to give you an idea of the direction we look to be taking with this podcast.
Well, let's start with that. Why don't you, Josh, why don't you introduce yourself to our listeners? Maybe start with how you got from New England, because neither one of us are Harrisburg natives. Why don't you start with how you got from New England to Harrisburg?
Sure. Let's start there. I was born in Massachusetts. And then my family spent some years in New Hampshire, spent some years down in Texas. We came back to New Hampshire, went out to Chicago, Illinois. And then my family, we have a decent amount of family members here in the Harrisburg area. So for my parents, it was like coming back home for them. And we moved back here in 2011. And the Lord led us back in 2011 to the Susquehanna Valley Baptist Church.
We were like in year one then.
Yes.
That seems like so long ago. It was more than 10 years ago now, years ago.
It was.
And you've been serving as a ministry assistant since
2018.
Made it through all of the pandemic as well.
It's been great. a lot of different opportunities here. So the Lord's called me to preach. Went to Bible college for a few years. And then came back, got married, and we're loving it here, serving the Lord alongside Pastor Brandon Starnes here. It's a lot of different opportunities here to serve the Lord. It's great.
And we love to have you here, both you and your wife as well.
So, Pastor, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself here? So came from where? South Carolina?
Carolinas, yeah, about an hour and a half or so from Myrtle Beach, and just kept moving further north. I had no intent to preach or anything like that. But I went 1 year to Bible college just to be encouraged, grow, and mature as a person as well. And as a result, after about a year there, the Lord really worked in my heart. And 1 year turned into two, and 2 years to three, etc. And then, of course, graduated, surrendered to the ministry, met my wife at Bible college. And then really have been in Dauphin County for pretty close to 20 years now. And in 2010, the Lord allowed us to... really, even 2009, our home church sent us out. We went and raised support, and our home church sent us to plant the Susquehanna Valley Baptist Church here in the northeast side of Harrisburg. And we've been here for the last 13 years. It'll be 12 years in October, I guess.
Yes.
And have had the opportunity systematically to see us as we started with maybe around 12 folks, not counting children, and have grown today to where we have our own property and regular place of meeting. And that has been an exciting journey. As I look out on a given Sunday and I see the various pews and spaces, I can tell you almost, boy, this is when this family started coming, and this is this one, and this happened, and over here, and this. And really, that's all part of seeing God put the church, His church, together. And, of course, now as you think about this opportunity of the Rejoice in the Word podcast, it's an opportunity to see God do something else in the lives of other folks. And I hope that there's a continual, shall we call it, spiritual benchmark, things we were able to accomplish and see God do in our lives, and particularly with this podcast.
Sure. Speaking to that, what is our purpose here on the Rejoicing in the Word podcast?
Well, you could say with any purpose in life, right, it's whatsoever the thing you do, do all to the glory of God. But I think beyond that, a very definitive purpose is to, by this podcast, encourage believers as they seek to rejoice in the Word. And we'll do so by numerous means, but you know, it's the Word of God that we've been given. It is truth. It is that which furnishes us to all good works, as Scripture says over in the Epistles to Timothy.
Sure.
And so we're seeking to explore the Word of God on a regular and systematic basis.
And that's going to cause us to remember.
Yeah, well, remember God's wonderful deeds, which He has done. That was the encouragement for Israel in the Old Testament. You know, as they looked into the Word of God, they remembered. When you remembered what God did in the past, it gives you hope, it gives you opportunity, and ultimately joy as you will see Him do it again.
Sure, you're recognizing God's work.
And He's the same yesterday, today, forever. There's a level of consistency as we recognize His ability, who He is. I mean, it was the God that split the Red Sea that later split the Jordan River. And though that were different generations there, they're separated by some 40 years, those at the Jordan River could look at the works of God. It's the same God, it's the same power, and it's the same joy that is created. And ultimately, examining his character and his attributes gives us the ability as saints of God to rest in him.
Absolutely, to rest in him.
And to have hope. And that's what we're seeking to do. We live in a society, in a world that has all manner of fissures and stress that it causes in the lives of an individual. And the children of God, the saints of this day, still are going to be subject to some of that. And part of the role that we hope to play in their lives is to cause them to turn to the Scriptures, the hope of the Word of God, and to find that to be the source of their joy. Joy is not found in happenstance. You know, I wish that we could always be happy, but you know, life is ever changing, and there's going to be happenings that won't cause us to be joyful. Or I should say won't cause us to be happy.
Right, and we find joy is the fruit of the Spirit.
It is. It is. And it's a divine gift to those that have accepted the gospel of Jesus Christ. And as such, because it is a divine gift, there's no reason for it to be interrupted. And the source, the secret of joy comes from the Word of God, not possessions, not circumstances. And so causing the saints today to look and to find joy, and for those that are not believers, to be able to introduce them to the joy of salvation.
That's great. What are some practical things? Let's just talk about some practical things here that we're going to be doing on the podcast. Going over some content, let the listeners know the content that we're going to be producing here.
Well, obviously we're going to be looking at the Word. So there's going to be some standard biblical surveys, passages, you might call them passage surveys, that we'll have. And then, of course, some of the other things that are upcoming, we'll have some interviews.
I'm excited about that.
I'm looking forward to it. We've already got a couple lined up.
And we're really looking to hear the testimonies of different servants of God and how He's worked in their lives.
Yeah, from salvation to the call to the way they've seen him work on a regular basis. And then from time to time, we'll have subject reviews. It might be a book review that came along the table that we're wanting to introduce to you, or perhaps even, you know, it might be an app to help you study the Bible more efficiently, things along that line. And then, of course, one thing that I know is a very great excitement to you is our shorts.
I am excited about that. So our shorts are going to be a brief, like they say, they're short. They're going to be about 2-3 minutes long. And we're going to be going through, we're going to call them history and heritage shorts, because we're looking at history, Baptist history in particular, and also some different hymn histories as well. So they're going to be a short time of devotional time, and we're going to be looking at history and heritage.
Yeah, those are very exciting. Hymn histories, maybe some Baptist or Christian history as well that has existed. And again, the whole purpose is the joy in the Lord. And those are wonderful opportunities that has provided us.
And with that being said, where are our listeners going to find us at?
Well, our flagship host, if I can call it that, is sermonaudio.com. Very familiar. I think it's the largest sermon repository on the internet today. And Sermon Audio will be our primary host, our flagship host. You can go to sermonaudio.com. In the query bar, type in the initials for our church and its location tag. So that's SVBCPA.
Pennsylvania.
Yeah, Susquehanna Valley Baptist Church, Pennsylvania. That'll bring up our online sermon website. You can scroll down till you get to Rejoicing in the Word of the Series, and you can get each one of them there. But for convenience sake, right, to make it more efficacious to your finding, we're going to be on Spotify, and of course, as time goes, we'll be on other major podcasting platforms as well, make it more convenient to locate us and therefore listen to us as well. And hopefully that you'll add us to your podcasting library.
Yes, and we also want to talk about when we're starting. So we're going to be starting up here the week of September the 4th. That's Labor Day weekend. And we're going to be looking to produce an episode a week for you. And
that'd be the launch of our first full length episode. Will be, you know, season one right there, Labor Day, starting, as you said, September the 4th.
And also we need to talk about how they can reach us.
If you want to reach out to us, and there's a number of ways, but the most direct way is to go to our website, and that's www.svbcpa.org. Once you come to our website, you can hit us by email, you can visit our Facebook page, you can, I think Twitter's on there, other things as well, and you can connect with us in one of those mediums, send us a message, email, whatever it might be, and we want to encourage you to do that and share us with one of your friends to help this podcast have the opportunity to help others in their walk with God. And of course, at the end of every episode, we're going to end the Rejoicing in the Word podcast with a word of rejoicing from Scripture. So, Brother Josh, why don't you close us out with a word for the day?
The word for the day comes from Philippians chapter 1, verse 26. And this is Paul writing to the Philippian church there. He says, "That your rejoicing may be more abundant in Jesus Christ for me by my coming to you again."
You know, whenever we think about the coming of the Lord, the context here is the coming of Paul. We think of the coming of the Lord, and that ought to be the source of rejoicing in our life each and every day.
Until next time, keep rejoicing in the Word.